previously on Get Canceled.
I stumbled across this about a year ago. Point of personal privilege clip.
Quick point of personal privilege.
Yes.
First of all, James Jackson, Sacramento, he, him. I just want to say, can we please keep the chatter to a minimum? I'm one of the people who's very, very prone to sensory overload. It's making it very difficult for me to focus.
Thank you, comrade.
Hi, everyone. My name's Sam Lewis. He, him. I'm from the New York City DSA chapter. This very simple amendment is to strike the language about forming an independent party. In conversation with the authors of the proposal since, I think we're all in agreement that we do want to build a mass organization, political organization of the working class that vies for state power. So it's not an attempt to get rid of that shared goal. The problem with the language, as I see it, is that it counterposes forming an independent working class party with the tactical use of the democratic line. So it's basically saying, in the future, we will break with our tactical use of the democratic line. I think many of us have an agnostic position on that question, right? We want to behave in the most strategic way as class politics in this country develops. We don't want to commit to what has historically been a failed strategy in the United States of forming a third-party ballot line. So I consider this a friendly debate. I will be voting for the proposal whether or not this passes, but I think it's important to discuss. Thank you.
Looping it around what I was going to say in regards to the video that you showed, let's say if you're on the spectrum, I don't like that those people, maybe they're being on the spectrum and they have some weird stuff about them. Don't tell me that you have sensory overload. Don't tell me those things and make it an excuse, because a bazillion people have something going on with them and there's a bazillion more that are on some medication. Just say what you came to say. You don't need to say your pronouns or any of that stuff. In my opinion, you should just come and say what your name is and give the argument.
Warning, what you are about to hear is not for the faint-hearted. This is their cue to stop listening. It's time to stop giving a fuck about offending every retarded cocksucker and little bitch pussy. For every asshole, twat, and chode, the cunts of America will continue to make jokes with the freedom bestowed upon us by the First Amendment. We will no longer be afraid to piss off the woke bastards. In the words of the great Joan Rivers, just lighten the fuck up. These are just jokes, you assholes. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Get Canceled. I am your host, Cheryl Scott. And before I do anything else, I need to take care of some business. This is an anonymous show, so if you enjoy, if you like what you hear, please rate, review, subscribe, and most importantly, share. Please share this podcast with your friends, your family, and most importantly, your enemies. All right, now that that's done, back to the show.
I agree. It's all bullshit. It's same thing when people are like, as a person of color and a woman, or as a gay man of whatever, like when people qualify things, it's a whole razzle dazzle before they say this statement.
Yes.
It feels like such bullshit.
Just
it's
say
like,
it.
It doesn't matter. Just say it, because the whole point is we are all the same. So why are you going out of your way to declare these differences before sharing something that should be an experience that we can all sort of relate to or whatever it is? I hate these qualifiers.
Just say it. And the other part about that guy, he went on for 2 freaking hours about some crazy ass bullshit. I don't read a million books, but the 4 of us in this room are smart people. Whether we're book smart or street smart, we're a mix of both, and none of us could understand what this person is saying.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Like, why are you being a fake governmental person? You're being like a fake congressperson.
That was a minute of nonsensical words. It was big words and medium words that were thrown and strewed together to make sentences that meant nothing.
If I was capriciated, the toxification of my demination brings to thought the times when I was efficated. You know what I'm saying?
But it's obviously come from just like, I mean, there's too many rules, too many checks and too many balances, yeah. Whatever. And for what? Like, no one's trying to offend, right? If someone's coming into a meeting being like a jerk, a dick, whatever, they're going to get called out. We don't need to do this shit for like, okay, like this guy's like, I can't have the chatter. Please stop chattering. Like,
it's a room full of 100, 200
people. Put on headphones or something, you can probably listen. You know, they all have those like assisted listening devices. Get an assisted listening device.
AirPods are like $299 right
and
now.
And also there's different level of earplugs too.
Right.
So there's stuff that can muffle it so it doesn't sound as loud. But the fact that everyone else can hear just fine, you're the one person, really. Maybe there's five of you at most in a room of like 200 people.
But don't out those people.
But like, you're the minority.
I mean, on one hand, all you're saying is like, hey, everyone else, can you like please keep it down? That was the one I actually have like the least problem with.
But you're in a chamber of people but, where right. people are there to discuss.
Yes, right but now. I also remember being I probably was that kid in school that like when the right. class was really chatty and the teacher was trying to talk that I was like, shut the fuck up. And then the kids were like, oh. Shut the fuck up. And I'm like, bro, I'm trying to hear.
Yeah, if you're at like a lecture and people are talking, you'd be like, hey, can you like right. shut up? Yeah. I'm trying to listen.
But I think by making it personal and saying, I have a really hard time listening yeah. and trying to comprehend what's being said because of all this background mm-hmm. noise, I'd be like, well, that sounds like a personal problem. Like yeah. maybe you should get it recorded or ask the teacher after class.
Ask for notes.
Yeah.
Figure it out.
Watch the video over. I think it's being recorded.
Yeah. You'll be on it.
Yeah. I also really like the comrade aspect of the video.
Thank you, comrade.
Thank you, comrade. It's like this person who is delegating this
is a Russian general
didn't know what to call this individual, right? Like, I don't want to gender you in any way, and comrade is
Spasibo,
a gender
comrade.
Neutral word. That's why she said fucking comrade.
As opposed to like my brother, my
friend. Thank you, friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel Wild. Down the road.
Remember when we were talking
again.
About tone deaf talkers? Oh, I miss Biddy White.
Oh, honestly, that show was great. Golden Girls, fucking love it.
Yeah, there was no point of personal privilege.
No. And also, with all of this nonsense, what is going to happen to comedy?
I'm mad about comedy. I'm literally mad. I am angry, 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 because I could tell you about a million different things that I've watched. I could tell you about a million different comedians, a million roasters. And it's disgusting to me that what was literally gold back in year, who gives a fuck, is not allowed now.
Mm-hmm.
Bull fucking shit. That yeah. irritates me to
George
death.
George Carlin.
Those guys are so good. Anybody that did all the old roasting stuff, like Dean Martin used to, I mean, this is old school, but he used to do roasts. And then Don Rickles is my all-time old school favorite. The guy could kill you. If you were at his show, he would kill you.
I love that.
He was so good. And now the things that he would say, I mean, you can't say. But I don't like going back 20 or 30 years and going, that's wrong, that's wrong. Fine, say it's a different time, but you can't go back. There's no fucking DeLorean that you're going to slap somebody's fucking wrist. Stop that shit. Keep it now.
And also comedy, there's something about comedy that is provocative and pushes boundaries, inappropriate, it is going to ruffle some feathers and be a little offensive. So you have to allow for that. Don't take everything so seriously.
Enjoy these comedians.
It's okay to laugh at shit.
Yes,
you know?
Even if they're ragging on you. Like, I've gone to shows and like I interact because maybe that comedian needs me. And so I might say something as like a participation thing or whatever, and then it's like banter and then it's funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if I get shit on because I'm helping them.
Mm-hmm.
That's like another theater person on stage.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind.
Also, there's a saying, sometimes you got to fall on your sword for the joke. Like, you're going to be the butt of the joke sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually had someone who listened to the show and then asked me, you know, you said this thing. Was this actually true or not? And I'm like, well, it was an exaggeration of it. Because at the end of the day, this is a show for entertainment. And you do things or say things because they're funny. And there's an extreme element or like a, you know, pushing the limit.
Going over the line. That's what the comedy is all about.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Where is the line, right? And the audience will tell you, like, if you've gone too far, the audience will let you know if it's uncomfortable.
Right, but enjoy
I'm
that.
I'm a Jew. Like, if you can fucking do a Hitler joke that makes me laugh, a Nazi joke that makes me laugh, good on you. You know, I welcome it.
Right. But you can't be like, what's his name from Seinfeld? Kramer.
Oh, when he said the N-word. That was unfortunate.
But that's not comedy.
He's not a stand-up person.
If he was a stand-up comedian doing stand-up, he would have a lot wider of a berth to do whatever he did.
But once again, the audience will tell you that's the line, mm-hmm. right? Like,
true.
Even as someone who, like, he's not a stand-up guy, maybe that was, like, him trying to dip his toes into stand-up, and then he crossed this line that everyone was like, no,
mm-hmm.
you know? So I feel like we've progressed as a society. We're not tolerating the N-word anymore the way we would have in the past.
you know, I see.
Oh, you like, still tolerate it? She's no. about to say, no, I actually still tolerate
no,
it.
No, no, no. I just think it's, you know, you see these, what is it called? Omegle or what is that?
Omegle.
Omegle, where they, what's they the... like, I feel like you would like it.
What?
Where
what
it's like Omegle? Someone just comes up in your chat. You're like FaceTiming people, but you can switch it.
Oh, like chat roulette?
Yeah, it's chat. It's kind of like chat roulette. So oh. like random people will come up on your screen if you have your screen open and you want to chat live with someone.
Do you know about the new person? Continue.
No.
I don't want you to, I don't want to interrupt, but.
But a lot of people come up there and they like, and it's like, to me, I think it's stupid. Like it's mm-hmm. ignorant. I'm just like, who the fuck says that? But you know, it'll be like a black person coming up and they're like, hi. And the girls will be like, why are you black?
Oh my God.
And the guy's recording so it. And the guy's yeah. like, I'm glad I just caught that.
They record it.
That's the question you want to fucking ask. He's not coming off offended, but he's like, I'm glad I caught that's that. Weird. Because yeah. I think he's showing how often that is asked. And like, it's the stupidest thing. Or they'll say the N-word. And he's just like, cool, glad I got that. And I'm just like, how do people feel like they have this but, like non-filter?
I could tell you.
But are people now like waiting for that guy and guys like that just so that they can say the N-word?
Maybe. Or- I don't understand that. Urge to say something hateful. When I was younger, I felt like my mom, which she still is to a degree, she's gotten a lot better, but she is racist. Like,
what's your
I
familial
see it.
Background?
I'm full Mexican.
Okay.
And so she was racist towards certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Her insults would be, instead of just being like, oh, you bitch, if you cut me off, she would say their race in front of it. Right. Oh, you stupid blup bitch.
Give us an example.
Black,
you stupid white bitch.
Asian, Mexican. It didn't matter. She was just like, I'm going to throw that in there too right. because I just fucking can't stand you. Like,
is your mom like an artist? Maybe she's just very descriptive, you know?
She is one of a kind.
All cultures, my culture is very racist. My family is Russian. But I joke, it's not that they hate a particular race or
just the
this
Ukrainians.
Or that. They just don't like, no, they don't like anyone else.
No,
they
it's like, the same. It's
like anyone different. It's like they didn't like the ones from Latvia, don't like the ones from Minsk, and the ones from Minsk don't like the ones from Belarus. And, you know, heaven forbid you look different.
I get more mistaken for being white or something else. So even with me and my mom, like I see privilege and the way I get treated over the way she gets treated.
Personal point of personal privilege?
No, never point of personal privilege. I'd never be like, excuse me.
Can I wind something around? Because
sure.
I want to say something for the gentleman who is on the Omegle, the African-American gentleman, let's call him. He's going to be shocked if the N-word or something is like coming out. I don't understand why the black culture continues to use that word more than any other culture. So if you're trying to say to people, this is not acceptable, but we are allowed to call each other it and not behind closed doors, we say it to each other out in public. How are you going to expect everyone else? This is the same thing with the other stuff to not do it.
Like, I think it's different.
Like, aren't you guys done taking it back?
I'm
yet?
One of those people that thinks it's different if they say it.
It is. It's no, it is different.
It's a part of their language and their history growing up. It's the same with me and certain things my family says still in Spanish.
I'm with
it's
you.
It's something I totally, you know, generationally you grow up with, so you don't see it as that word. It's the same thing as it's like, I can call my mom a bitch, but if you call her a bitch, we have
you're
problems.
In trouble.
Right.
Are we pinche gringos?
But also, yeah. they've twisted yeah. it so it's with an A at the end instead of an ER.
Not right. always.
Not
but,
always, but that is one way that they made it their own.
Oh, guh.
Yeah.
As opposed to, right.
You said that really, you said that like you said it earlier today. I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, well, you were teaching me how to say it properly.
Don't say this shit.
We, the best, I'm going to say it. The best, there's this.
Oh, man.
I think it's a Korean, maybe Japanese. They used to just call it Oriental, but we're not allowed to use that
they
term.
They did say Oriental
so,
back in the day.
I think it was a Korean, like, skit show called Family Breakfast or Korean Breakfast. And it's an old short of this, like, Asian family pretending to be kind of gangsta, and they all say and it's really funny because yeah. they're like the Asians are saying it and
their
they
accent.
All laugh. It's like
I feel like other
it's from like 12 or 15 years. It's really a morning breakfast, a Korean breakfast, something like that.
I
it's
feel
funny.
Like minorities are allowed to sort of
other minorities right.
yeah to do that. It's weird because my nieces and nephews are half black, and so when I hear them talk a certain way,
Blaxican,
I totally think that's from their dad's side, so I don't ever think I don't know. I just think, again, it's a language that you form within family. And it's different if, I think it would even be different if I said it to them. They would look at me like, the fuck?
The thing that's changed is like what we said in the beginning. The kids of now, let's just call people in their 20s and 20 to 30. Let's say that we have now fully accepted the full dumbness of those kids. It's hard to again say, oh, well, you can say any bad word or super derogatory because those dumb kids are going to pick on it. And the 18-year-olds are like 8-year-olds and they're just going to repeat it over and over.
Right.
So we're just in a different time where I say, can you limit that a little bit, even if it's part of your culture? Because you want to limit it to the dummies who are using it as a word of hate. And I think it's more, that's why I feel like I would be like, hey, let's go easy on this a little bit because you have dummies.
But think about that generational upbringing as well. Thinking that's normalized mm-hmm. to say that or call those people that. And then they're teaching that to their kids. And so their kids are like, I say the N-word like it's not a big deal because that's what they are. And then meanwhile, you have that one generation that's like, that's so fucked up and that is so backwards thinking and so wrong. And then they're working on fixing that whole thing with the rest of their family, trying to explain to them like, hey, you know, like we don't really say that word anymore. You see these like TikTok videos now of kids, you know, with their grandparents saying mm-hmm. something crazy mm-hmm. outlandish. And they're like, oh, like we don't
or
talk
your
like
parents.
That anymore. Or your own parents. Well,
I've had to have conversations with my dad. I'd be like, you know what? Please don't ever say that in public.
Yeah.
Don't ever. Yeah. Please never say that in public. Don't post that online. Don't post that on the Facebook.
It's a little different for you because he's an immigrant. They have a filter that I love.
You mean they don't have
no filter? They have no filter.
It's my favorite. They fucking say whatever they want to say. It's like a condensed, blunt version because English is their second language.
My dad grew up until he was 32 living in a communist country where he couldn't say whatever the fuck he wanted. So when he came here, he wanted to move here because, you know, he didn't want to grow up in a country where you're like a persecuted religion in that communist country. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to grow up like that. He wanted to grow up where he could be free. So that's why he moved the family over here.
Yeah. I mean, America is so rare. It's such a crazy ideal that you can come here and you're allowed to speak freely, whatever it is. All ideas are welcome here. And I think that's something we're starting to lose.
Right.
Well, I think that there are people that are speaking it and adding in their additives and their embellishments and things that are so not true and farcical that it allows everybody else to...
Well, now the biggest, most common, if you look up a Google list of the top 10 points of personal privilege, number one is going to be, I'm a sympathetic terrorizer. Point of personal privilege, I'm a sympathetic terrorizer, and I think it's okay to kill people in the name of that.
You mean terrorist sympathizer?
Right.
It's crazy.
That's like people are like, yeah, I'm going to scream gas the Jews at a rally in fucking 2023.
Basically, if you guys out there aren't reading between the lines, he's talking about what's going on with the war in the Middle East and the fact that.
No, I was talking about the Canadian maple syrup debate.
The Canadian maple leaves.
Yes.
What about those Canadian truckers, though? Remember when the Canadian truckers striked mm-hmm. and then...
They striked?
They stroked.
That was actually... Hold on. Wait. I just came up with this.
Personal privilege. I have changed grammar.
I just came up with this.
Webster can suck a dick.
That was truck's erection. That was a Canadian truck's erection. I remember that. They just locked down the Capitol by parking their trucks in the middle of the city, all over the city.
I don't know, but I remember that the Canadian
They shut down the city with big rigs.
The Canadian government was like, fuck you. We will stop your access to your funds. And so they couldn't access their bank accounts, like their extra money that they had saved or whatever.
That's a little
like
crazy.
What the truck? But that was like a movie. Like, how did they not make a
they did.
That's like a Hollywood
I'm sure
movie.
They did. It was Star Trek Truck's Direction.
No, Star Trek.
I'm sure that they will. It's so extreme. Like I don't want to be like over exaggerating with different things, but it is a slippery slope with some aspects. And the more that you give your power to government, they don't always have the best interest of the people. And so it's okay to be skeptical of what people are doing and be skeptical of your government. And we need to maintain the ability to be skeptical of our government and not get in trouble for our skepticism.
I don't know why you would say important. That. Our vice president just said we should take away assault rifles. I don't know why you would ever say that our government isn't looking out for us. By the way, assault rifles are, like, what's qualified as an assault rifle is the same thing that's not, they're not military weapons.
That's not even the point. The crazy people who want to shoot a bunch of people with a gun will find a way to get a gun.
Right.
They're not going through legal way. There's so many different ways to get it. We have to focus on mental illness. I mean, most things break down to mental illness and socioeconomic status.
For the most part, like, a lot of people who are doing crimes are using guns illegally, and if someone wants to, like, do a crime, they don't care about the law, right? Whatever. But some things could have been prevented by people who got guns totally legally with better red flag laws, which is a thing that I think we need to figure out.
Red flag is for people with mental illness and stuff like that, or strikes against them.
People who have the red flag laws, I believe, basically are like, if someone has guns and they've made a threat, or there's a legitimate concern to think that they're a threat and might use their weapons, to be able to get those guns. Now, I don't know what the best implementation of it would be, so that you can prevent someone from just saying, oh, he said he's going to kill me, and then someone gets their guns taken away because they got into a fight with a neighbor.
Yeah.
But there also has to be some way to figure out a better way to have that. We need better gun laws like that.
But I think people who are going to commit crimes are going to use guns that are not traceable, right? Like, they're going out of their way to get specific guns or
ghost guns,
Yeah.
3D printed guns from Best Buy.
Oh, get out of here.
No.
We can wrap up now and do a quick final thought.
Final thoughts.
Yeah, final thoughts on point of personal privilege.
It must be nice to have.
It was a simpler time many years ago when people were mostly kind and mostly didn't talk out of their ass. It was just straight. That's the one thing I love about 70 years ago.
I can't with point of personal privilege. I think that we have put everyone on this hyper-focusedness of themselves, and they don't have any idea that we live in this society and there's other people that exist and more challenges that are greater than what they're dealing with. And it's important to have some perspective and not be a little bitch ass pussy about shit. I can't. It makes us weak. Like, we're weak. This is fucking some bullshit right now. Like, what is the army going to be like?
Right.
That's my take on it. So, point of personal privilege, nut up and grow a pair. Okay.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Please do not use gendered language.
Webster can suck a dick.
New episodes dropping every Wednesday.